Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 46 of the Crick Fix podcast. I'm Behram Kazi, still Behram Kazi, even without the beard, who you can find at DefMango on Twitter. With me is Estelle Vasudevan, who you can find at Estelle underscore Vasudev, the number one. And of course, we've got Jared Kimber as well, who you can find literally everywhere. If you're new to Crick Picks, what we do in this podcast is that we take any generic cricket category and we draft our top five for that category. And sometimes we assemble teams, we combine to assemble teams, which we've been doing for a fair bit now. And today's episode is no different, actually, because, and here's an interesting one. I know, Jared, you have many questions, but the task for this episode is to build a team, a limited overs all-time team, of trophy-less cricketers. And yes, the Champions Trophy also counts. The Knockout Cup, which is the predecessor to the Champions Trophy, also counts. You've got the World Cups and the World Test Championship as well. Doesn't leave us with much, but that's what makes this exciting.
They don't count because they're stupid, and I can't believe you mentioned them. I apologize in advance because I don't know who's ever won a Champions Trophy. I'm not interested in Champions Trophies. I don't care about Champions Trophies. So you guys are going to have to fact check it. So there's a very big chance that my four players are going to have won a trophy just because I have no memory of the Champions Trophy ever being played.
Fair enough. And I can assume that we'll have a fair few South Africans in this team, right? Because that's the team we kind of go to instantly. And Estelle Vasudevan, you have picked number one. So blow our minds. Do it.
Yeah, I think we could have probably picked 12 South Africans here. So I'm going to start with one, AB de Villiers.
Yeah.
Possibly the best ever cricketer to have not won ICC trophy, right?
Hmm. Yeah, no, it's a very first safe first pick. He was my first pick as well. And as soon as you think about this concept, he's the first name that comes to your mind?
Yeah. No, that was a very easy one. I don't think anyone's going to disagree. It's good when we get the first pick and it's right.
Yeah. And it's it was very agonizing, right, to watch him fail and get close so many times. So he really is the poster boy for this particular podcast. Put him in the thumbnail. Whoever does that for us.
Okay. Brian Lara, has he won a Champions Trophy?
Yes, he's won a Champions Trophy, 2004.
Fucking hell. See what I mean? This is stupid.
Even though he was injured in the final, he didn't play the final, but yeah.
Oh, well count. Then he doesn't technically have a trophy.
No. Doesn't count.
Curtly Ambrose?
He does count. Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't have a trophy. You're right.
One of the greatest limited overs players of all time. Would have been unplayable in T20 cricket as well if he'd still been around. So there you go.
Okay, so we've got a very solid start now, right? AB de Villiers and Curtly Ambrose, which puts so much pressure on me because I don't know where to go with this now.
Category where you've put all these dumb rules on it that don't even make any sense. Like World Test Championship counts. It's not even a limited overs tournament.
Exactly.
Well, okay. Let me go with a very solid batter in the lower order. I'm going to go David Miller because I feel like he would have made this list anyway. Oh, Estelle thinks he shouldn't have. Major sigh. I'm confused. You picked up the two very obvious ones. And David Miller, I mean, you know, he's been a fantastic limited overs batter. And I feel like because this is not a T20 or ODI team, I need to kind of pick players which could do both those jobs. And that's why I've gone David Miller. It was a tough one. It's not very straightforward.
I didn't have him far away from mine. Mm. I don't know about Estelle, but I just think your third pick in the draft seems a little bit punchy for him, all things considered. But you know, we just did another draft where you tanked the whole thing, so I don't know what to think about my life anymore.
Second pick is probably a bit better. I'll go with the fastest bowler to ever play cricket. Let's go Shoaib Akhtar, right? Gives us some heat, serious heat. And it's really surprising that he hasn't ever won a trophy. Missed out on 2009, right? Because there were other bowlers who were playing for Pakistan at that point. And I mean, ODIs are T20s. You can get enough juice out of Shoaib Akhtar. So I feel like that's a safer one.
I would have picked another Pakistani fast bowler.
Yeah, I know like, he also
there's
exists.
A much, much better Pakistani fast bowler.
It's just that when it comes to two T20s, I know that Shoaib can be good, which is why I've gone for him. And I was really, like, when I was building my 12, I was considering this. Okay, which players could play both of those formats, right? Because there are many players who could just play ODIs, and that would be unfair to an all-time limited overs team of trophy-less cricketers.
Okay, that makes sense. Lance Klusener.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. So how many South Africans are we at now?
But they've won. But they've won a Champions Trophy.
Oh yeah, they've won a Champions Trophy. Klose doesn't.
But he didn't play in the final.
98.
But he didn't play in the final.
But he was he in the squad, Jared?
Yeah. I have no idea. How would I know who was in the squad of a tournament that I actually despise and have tried to get cancelled through years and years? It's a really weird side, by the way. I just brought it up. It's like, okay, Daryl Cullinan opens the batting.
Okay.
What the hell? Mike Rindell. Honestly, don't remember his name at all.
I don't know who that
Mark guy is. Mark Boucher batted at 3. Kellis at 4. Cronier, Rhodes. Dale Benkenstein played in that. My God.
Wow.
How old is Dale Benkenstein? Derek Crooks, maybe one of the worst cricketers I've ever seen at international level. Nicky Bowyer, Pat Simcox, Steve Elworthy.
So no Lance Klusener in the squad then?
Squad?
Do you know who else isn't in that side, though? Pollock isn't in that side. Alan Donald isn't in that side. I'm just throwing them out there in case we need them for later.
Yeah.
Is Klusener in the squad?
I can't see the squad.
Of course you can't see the squad. Do you know why you can't see the squad? Because no one cared enough to write down who was in a Champions Trophy squad in 1998. It wasn't even called the Champions Trophy, was it?
The ICC Knockout Cup. Knockout Cup. It's funny how South Africa, all of these great teams, have never won an ICC trophy. And this is the team that's won an ICC trophy?
No, actually, he's not in the squad. So you're safe.
There you go, Jared.
Cronier, Benkenstein, Bowyer, Boucher, Crooks, Cullinan, Dawson, Elworthy, Callis, Kirsten, Pollock, Rhodes, Simcox.
Oh, so Sean Pollock was in the squad.
We can't use Pollock, but we can use Donald.
We can.
Yes, we can.
Do you want to use Donald?
I don't have to use anyone. I just put Lance Klusener in my side. Yeah. My side, I'm doing okay over here. I don't know what you two clowns are going to do next.
Yeah, well, Estelle's got two picks.
Yeah, I don't know what Behram is doing picking Shoaib Akhtar. Like, why?
Okay, pick the other one then. Do it.
No, but I want to pick Donald.
Yeah. Well, there's another
You've got
great,
two picks.
There's another great South African fast bowler, right, who could make it.
So I'll go with Alan Donald as my second pick.
Ahead of Dale Steyn.
Yes, ahead of Dale Steyn as the first change bowler. Because I felt like, so the way I made the team, I had another Pakistani fast bowler opening the bowling. And then you had like Alan Donald, one of the best, you know, first change bowlers, right? As a quick. So I figured he would do better than Steyn in that position. I think it's a pretty easy pick. One of those agonizing ones where you wish that he could have had an opportunity to win something, but he didn't.
Yeah, you wish that Behram hadn't picked Shoaib Akhtar so you could do things differently. Alan Donald actually, and Klusener, the fact that they're both in this team really evokes memories of 99, doesn't it?
Yeah. So actually, while researching for this, there was a topic on Reddit saying who are the best players who haven't won an ICC trophy but are also remembered for something that happened in an ICC trophy. And Donald and Klusener are probably number one there, right?
Yeah.
One and two, I would say, on that list of all times.
Okay, who's the next one, Estelle?
Okay, my next one. Okay, so I can pick another fast bowler, but I'll go with an opening bat.
I was going to say, don't pick another fast bowler. We've got three fast bowlers and Lance Klusener in this side.
Yeah.
I'll go with Baz to open the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I had Baz on my list as well. Probably should have gone for Baz ahead of David Mirror. Come to think of it.
Don't really think
those through, do you, Behram?
I don't think these things through. Not at all.
Okay. Jesus.
Baz really gives us the kick, though, with respect to T20 and ODIs, because even his last few ODI years were very T20-ish.
Yep. Oh my God, I've forgotten the name of the batter I wanted to use. all right, that person's going to have to disappear for a minute. I will go. Oh, and I'm just assuming here. Now I have to look up. Stupid, bloody.
Say the name and we'll confirm it.
No, I don't think this person's won anyway. Because I wanted to go another fast bowler, but I don't think we can. But I'm pretty sure that Saqlain Mushtaq never won anything.
Yeah, he never won anything. Was on my list as well.
Is he a better bowler than Anil Kumble?
In one day limited cricket? Overs, yes.
Yeah. 100%.
I would have thought so, yeah.
Yep. He was taking wickets in ODIs at an astronomical rate, right? It was crazy.
The problem we have here is, I think you almost, you have a spinner, but we need more batting. But there's two all-rounders that we could pick from one country, but I'm not sure how they quite fit in now that we have all this seam bowling anyway. Actually, Chris Cairns may not qualify.
He doesn't. Because he doesn't. He played a match-winning knock in that ICC knockout trophy final. You could go Bangladesh.
Yeah, Bangladesh all-rounder.
Oh, okay. I still think, okay, but we can fit him in the batting line, so that's fine.
Yeah.
So I will, I'll just go. I mean, Saqlan Mushtaq is a great bowler who should have won a World Cup, right? So he's fine.
Yep. I don't think anyone has a debate over there, but you have only one pick. Is it two picks for Behram now? Oh my God, why did you guys do this to me? Why did we do this?
We didn't do this. Second. You picked this stupid
topic.
You
picked the topic.
And then made worse rules for it.
Okay, I think you guys have missed out on a very obvious pick. And I've just...
Of course we have, because this is a stupid topic.
You've picked two bad ones.
I'm going to give us an alternative, or someone who could potentially be... actually, he won't be a 12th man. He's definitely playing. Let's go Rashid Khan, because why not, right? I mean, he is arguably one of the best... unarguably one of the best ever T20 bowlers that we've seen. And we need a wrist spinner in there somewhere. So it only makes sense to go Rashid Khan, I feel. How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, I suppose his one-day record is... I know it's very good, but a lot of it is dominating very, very ordinary sides. Although it holds up better than I think people understand it too. The issue with Rashid Khan is in one-day cricket, he's probably not an all-rounder. And we're just in a bit of a dangerous situation where we probably don't have enough... batting at the moment. But Rashid Khan was on my list as well.
I'll help you guys a bit, but I don't know actually if I'm helping you or I'm screwing you
over. Never heard him say that before. Still.
Yeah, no, I might be screwing all of you
he
over.
He might have said it, but it's never happened.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, another all-rounder, Shakib Al-Hassan, because he's a very reliable bat in ODIs at least, right? And I mean, he's giving us a different kind of bowling. He's giving us, now we've got all three kinds of spinners. There you have it. So I feel like I might have started on a weird tangent, but ended just about okay.
Cricket 8 brings you this show. They are a new player in the game trying to educate fans on what is really happening in cricket. Head over for their watch-alongs, podcasts, and articles on what is happening on the field and why it matters. Cricket 8 is your place for cricket intelligence.
Yeah, you've done all those things that you said. Okay, I'm not against that at all. I think that's fine. I would have had him. I was going to put him in next anyway. So your list is weird though, but that's a different conversation for another day. I think we need top order batters, and I don't have a great deal of top order batters. And now I need to go back. Wait a minute. I think I'm going to lose the guy I was going to pick. Herschel Gibbs plays in that game, doesn't he?
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Does he? No. He's not in that side.
Really?
Is he? Estelle might need to check her squad list again.
No, he's not.
Well, there you go.
Boucher is in, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. I was definitely not going to pick. I think everyone on Cricket Picks who's ever watched an episode will know that I will not ever pick Mark Boucher.
Well, what about Quinton de Kock? He had a fair shot.
Hey?
It could have been Quinton de Kock.
Yeah. Do you not think in limited overs cricket, Herschel Gibbs is a better player than Quinton de Kock?
More explosive.
I would have thought he is.
Yeah.
Well, you can. I mean, I'm going to go Herschel Gibbs, and then and then Estelle can pick Quinton next. I suppose.
Yeah.
Let's see what Herschel Gibbs for me.
Okay. So who do we need? We need another batter, right?
We need another top order batter specifically.
What's the team looking like right now? Let's hear it.
So the team is. Right at the moment.
Gibbs and Baz are opening.
Yeah, or Gibbs could come in at three as well. But yeah, McCullum, Gibbs, De Villiers at four, Shakib 5, David Miller 6, Lance Glusner 7, Saqlan Mushtaq 8, Shoaib Akhtar 9, Alan Donald 10, Kurt Ambrose 11, Rashid Khan, I have it 12th, but that we can move that around later if we have to.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're missing a number 3 and a number...
That's it.
That's
this is your last
That's
pick.
A number 3.
Or an opener.
No, I have two more picks, right?
You have one less.
You have one
pick left, so.
But I picked only three people, have I not?
Yeah, so you only pick four people when we make teams.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. So top order bat, I will go with Faf at number 3.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's safe.
So he has a good record in both T20 and ODI cricket. So I think he'll be a good fit.
How many South Africans are we at?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6.
Okay, so half of our team is from South Africa, which is not particularly surprising.
don't think we're missing anyone else here that could have.
Oh, easily. Dale Steyn has to be.
Oh, Dale Steyn. Yeah, sorry. Because someone could show back up.
And Quinton de Kock.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get those two. So there's two more that we could have put in. Yeah, you're right.
Also, I think maybe going for Waqar over Shoaib might have been better. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Everyone thinks that, mate. Everyone watching.
Yeah, like T20s, right? We don't have evidence.
You don't think Waqar
Yunus would have been good in T20 cricket?
That's also fair. So
I can't believe we're having to sell Waqar Yunus to you.
The previous one, he didn't pick Imran Khan at number one. His affection for Pakistanis is so sporadic. It's not even consistent. Was Mekhi Rantini on anyone's list? I had him as well.
I had Dan Vittori. I almost went Dan Vittori, but then...
Vittori was also in that Champions Trophy squad, wasn't he?
Was he?
Of course
I think
he would have been, yeah.
He might have
2000,
been.
2000, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Courtney Walsh.
Yeah, Walsh was there.
I don't think he won a World Cup. Richard Hadley was another one.
Yeah. How about Freddie Flintoff?
Was he not part of the 2010?
No, he wasn't.
And, he was no, done he probably by wasn't.
Then. Yeah, 2009 is when he retired. Mohammed Yusuf?
Yeah, Mohammed Yusuf was another, but like then when it's the two formats, that becomes a problem.
Yeah,
right?
He probably wouldn't be able to cut it in T20s. Or maybe if he was born like a decade later, he might have. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it, right? No other names come to mind.
Maybe Andy Flower was an outside pick as one of the top order bets.
I had Anil Kumble as well. He never won anything, did he? No, I'm doubting myself on absolutely everything.
India did share a Champions Trophy with Sri Lanka.
Two.
Yeah, so
was he in that squad? I don't think so.
He wasn't.
Was he there though?
I don't know. This literally, I came up with this topic on the fly because there are two other topics that we wanted to delay. And I was like,
can I just say something? Like, if you have a tournament that's so shit that you can't even decide which team has won it, right? How can it be evolved in anything else? Ian Botham.
Yeah.
Is another one that I thought was interesting. I suppose you would put Lily in there as well.
Wait, 87? Lily wasn't there in 87?
No, he's retired by 87. So, there's a couple of those players that are out there as well. But yeah, look, it's not a very good team. It's not a particularly easy thing to research either. Forgetting Champions Trophy is less like it didn't come naturally in any way.
I feel dumber for having done it. Yeah. But the biggest misses are definitely Waqar, Dale, Steyn, and maybe Quinton de Kock.
That's you. You did that twice.
Maybe Quinton de Kock as well. Those three guys.
Is Quinton a great white ball cricketer?
I don't think so.
He was consistent white ball cricketer.
Yeah, consistent. You could have him in ahead of Faf and move Gibbs down to three. I don't know who has the better record altogether. So, I think he was he's probably a great ODI player, I suppose. T20 cricketer, maybe not as much, but I think some of the other players stand out more than him.
Saidanwar was another option, actually.
That's the guy I forgot.
I was going
to put in as well when... But Gibbs, I had Gibbs higher than him anyway, but Syed Amal was the other one that I just couldn't remember the friggin' name of, and I hadn't written it down. Let's go through this list and then never think of this again.
Yeah, let's do it.
Where are we here?
Also, would you guys have taken Shakib over Vittori as well? Because I was confused. I thought we needed more batting. We definitely needed more batting.
We need batting, right?
We still don't even know where Vittori played.
We don't know that
for
sure.
But Vittori was in that squad. Right,
so he doesn't qualify. Let's actually.
Neither does Anil Kumble, by the way. He's also.
Have you checked?
He's in the Champions Trophy squad.
Tough gig, this one. Very tough gig.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Behram.
Terrible gig, this one. All right, I'm missing one player.
We should do a team of the Champions Trophy when the Champions Trophy is here,
or a team of the ICC Knockout Cup just to bother Jared.
The best players have ever won the Champions Trophy, and I'm just going to say 11 random players until you guys come up with one that's correct. All right, so our 11, or our 12, I should say, is Brendan McCullum, Herschel Gibbs, Faf du Plessis, AB de Villiers, Shakib Al-Hassan, David Miller, Lance Klusner, Saqlé Mushtaq, Shoaib Akhtar, Alan Donald, Curtly Ambrose, Rashid Khan. Do we need to change that?
I mean,
the only change is you might take Saqlain Mushtaq out and put Rashid Khan in, not because of the bowling, but just because he can bat.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we've just picked a bunch of guys who can't bat. So I would probably move Saqlain Mushtaq to 12th in that side.
Yeah. Or, I mean, if it's a raging Turner, then you play both of those guys with Shakib, and that's a very formidable spin attack.
Yeah, you probably don't need to play both of them because you have the other one, but you're right. If it's absolutely going nuts, you can certainly do that as well. So that's our team. Estelle went for AB de Villiers, Alan Donald, Brendan McCullum, Faf du Plessis. Three South Africans in Estelle's team, by the way. I went Kirtley Ambrose, Lance Klusener, Saqlain Mushtaq, and Herschel Gibbs. Mm. And Bayram went David Miller, Shoaib Akhtar, Rashid Khan, and Shakib Al Hasan. You could reverse your picks and it's better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've literally gone your own picks back with the front.
Yep. People are going to literally be taking the piss out of me for both my face and my picks in these last
I don't know episodes. If they will be, because they'll be so tired from the previous crit picks and taking the piss out of you that they may just not have the energy.
Yeah, that's also a fair point. Anyway, you guys let us know who won or who wins this and which players we literally forgot about and missed out on, because there were a fair few honorable mentions.
I think there'll be heaps of players we've missed out on in this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Has to be. But anyway, we tried our best. Just a quick reminder, of course, before we end this episode, that you can go to goodareas.co and bookmark that webpage. That can prove to be your one-stop shop for all the work that we do as part of this team, whether it be written content, videos, or podcasts. We'll be back with another better episode next week for Crick Picks. But that's all for this one. Have a good one, guys, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast has an ad-free version via Patreon, where there are also many other extras as well, including a Discord channel where you can chat to me directly. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes. We are an independent podcast, so support us any way you can. Maybe give us a review, subscribe, or share on social media. All of these things help us. And when it comes to podcasts, word of mouth is always the best way of making it grow. If we had a guest on, chances are their socials are in the show notes. Please support everyone who comes on this show. I am Jared Kimber, and this is my network. But we also have hosts and co-hosts like Bayram Kazi and Estelle Vassadevan. This network is overseen by Nick McCorriston, and each episode is produced by Ishit Kaburka at Sound Potion Studio. Mukunda Bandredi, or Muku as most people will know, is the head of our YouTube channels, and he also helps out with so many other things like the podcast recordings. And there's so many other people we could thank here, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the people who help behind the scenes that make this podcast work. If you make any content, Minvo Pro is the tool for you. Take your long format content and cut it and slice it for social media. This AI-inspired weapon will turn your one piece of work into so many clips. Try Minvo.pro now.